So one of the things we discover when we practice meditation is that we have an amazing capacity in our mind to be both very detailed and microscopic, but also be panoramic. And our lens, it narrows and widens according to what's needed. But an interesting thing and paradoxical thing happens for people who practice and narrow, as described before, who practice connecting and sustaining. We tend to come to what's called ekagata. It's called single-pointedness, one-pointedness. And as we become a little, as we connect very deeply with that single point, right where we are, right where we're connecting with life, and just our attention, just right here, there's something that happens that allows us to feel much more connected to everything else. And that the deeper meaning of the word ekagata, one-pointedness, is the one point that includes everything. So the experience in meditation practice, I don't know if any of this makes sense, but the experience in meditation is that not only do we feel the subtle details of experience, but we also start naturally feeling more spacious, more panoramic. I go in like this, and all of a sudden, panoramic. And what has been noticed over thousands of years that in the different meditation traditions is that sense of spaciousness, that sense of inclusiveness, is in some way an expression or a reflection of the nature of our mind, that its nature is very vast and inclusive. It's not this like mind being this little teeny thing that exists all alone, apart on a little island, apart from everything. That the more we come to that single point, the more we sense, oh, you are inside my mind, and I'm inside your mind. And you may wonder how I got inside your mind. But this whole notion of inside and outside just kind of melts away when our mind is open. I don't know if any of that made sense, but it was fun to try to explain it. But nevertheless, this particular practice that I wanted to share tends to be a little bit more accessible after we've been sitting a little bit. So for some of you, it'll be more easy now than at the beginning of the retreat. For some of you, it will feel just too much space, just not enough of an anchor. But we'll do a combination of using our anchors and using what in the Tibetan tradition is called the sky-like nature of our mind, and to use that that as our as something we pay attention to. So for this, it's helpful if you have a very comfortable posture, one that you can stay relatively still. And so if you need to readjust, shift from side to side, front to back, till you find that balance point where you can really let your body go, let it be just as it is. A Tibetan teacher who said, the purpose of meditation is to awaken in us the sky-like nature of the mind and to introduce us to that which we really are, the unchanging pure awareness which underlies the whole of life and death. In the stillness and silence of meditation, we glimpse and return to that deep inner nature that has so long ago gotten lost amidst the busyness of our lives. So as you close your eyes, maybe sense or feel or imagine your mind to be like a clear, empty sky without any limits. And begin this particular practice by being aware of the sounds that are heard. The sounds in the room, the sound of my voice, the sound of silence, let all the sounds, loud and soft, arise and fade without naming them or judging them, simply hearing or listening. Like space. The sounds arise in that space and they fade away. Make no effort to hear the sounds. Let the sounds arise and let listening happen by itself. Clear, welcoming, sky-like nature of the mind, once again become aware of physical sensations, like points of feeling or stars flickering in an evening sky. In our immediate and direct experience, there's no head, no shoulders, no arms or legs, front or back, just points of sensation flickering like stars in the sky. No inside, no outside. Just these appearances, rising, making no impact on the transparent, welcoming, sky-like nature of the mind. Sounds, sensations, no inside, no outside, free to be in this welcoming space of limitless mind. Rest in this sky-like nature of the mind. Sounds, sensations, appearing spontaneously in that open space of immovable mind. No need to make the slightest movement toward or away from any experience. Allow the mind to be motionless, clear, open, immovable, sky-like nature of the mind. It's home. Be aware. Become the sky. Be free. Let go into this sky-like nature of the mind, its home. It's deathless. Be aware. of thoughts and images appearing like clouds floating through a windy sky. The thoughts, like clouds, have no roots, no home. Sometimes described as like a footprint of a bird in emptiness, appearing and vanishing, leaving no trace in this vast, open, non-reactive, sky-like nature of the mind. Rest in this sky-like nature. Rest your weary mind. In this natural awareness. Untouched by whatever visits, sounds, sensations, thoughts and images. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. There is no solid body, no arms or legs or front or back, shoulders, feet, just points of sensation flickering and like stars in an evening sky. The sky remaining still. Be the stillness. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. Nature of mind is self-knowing. So look directly at the nature of the mind. It's clear, invisible, like open space. Look within your own mind. Clear. ear open, not made of anything, shining, yet black. Containing all experience, but not bound or limited by it. Free as the sky of awareness. Rest in this sky-like nature. Conditioned, free, rest in this natural great peace. Your exhausted thinking mind, beaten helpless, as Nosho Ken says, beaten helpless by karma and neurotic thought. Like the relentless fury, the pounding waves, the infinite ocean of samsara, rest in natural great peace. Be peace. Clear, welcoming, sky-like nature of the mind. Sensations, thoughts and images. There is no inside or outside, just these appearances. Rising and fading, the nature of mind remaining still, immovable. Be the stillness, clear, open, welcoming, sky-like nature of the heart-mind, this womb of choiceless love, touchstone of awareness. Rest in this natural peace. Be aware. within the nature of the mind. Clear, open. Containing all experience, but not bound or limited by it. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind, its home. Sounds, sensations, thoughts, and images. Moods like changing weather. The sky is impartial. It welcomes everything equally. Rest in this sky-like nature of the mind. Be the stillness. The next gongs in several minutes will mark the end of the sitting. Just rest. Be.